With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 1 year after the assassination attempt against Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, the results of various investigations are still coming in. In a report released today, a Senate committee says the Secret Service denied, quote, multiple requests for additional staff, assets, and resources to protect Mr. Trump. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods that were set to take effect Monday have been, well, pushed back a few days.
We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
A plan takes shape under President Trump for Ukraine weapon sales.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says he's set to meet President Trump early this week on the heels of the U.S. leader announcing plans to sell NATO allies weaponry that it can then pass on to Ukraine. Trump is also facing bipartisan calls to support legislation crippling Russia's oil industry and hit Moscow with U.S. sanctions for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The legislation, in part, calls for a 500% tariff on goods imported from countries that continue to buy Russian oil, gas, uranium, and other exports. Trump has become increasingly exasperated with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in recent days and has laid into him for prolonging the war. I'm Julie Walker.
A shooting today at a church in Kentucky. Officials say two people were killed, two others wounded. The gunman was later killed by police. This is SRN News. Well, people of faith weigh in on transgenderism and kids.
The poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks members of various faith groups if parents should be allowed to obtain a sex change operation for their underage child. Unitarian Universalists are the most likely to say yes, 69%, followed by Jewish people at 63%. At the other end of the spectrum, only 31% of white evangelical Protestants think a mom or dad should be allowed to get their kid a sex change operation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrats' unpopular support for transgenderism becoming an issue in various state campaigns. Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee businessman who has entered Wisconsin's race for governor as a Republican, highlighting the issue. He faults Democratic Governor Tony Evers for vetoing a bill that would have barred males from playing on girls' and women's sports teams in Wisconsin. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a very nice gift for the Michigan man who recently saved some lives and helped stop a mass shooting incident in a church. And he acted very quickly.
Church Deacon Richard Pryor was called a hero when he used his pickup truck to ram an armed man who was about to enter the Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan on June 22nd. Police say the gunman fired shots at Pryor's vehicle as he approached the church and shot a person in the leg. That's when Pryor's truck knocked the gunman to the ground and the gunman was fatally shot by church security. Pryor's 2018 Ford F-150 pickup was destroyed in the process. So this week,
Thank you.
Pryor was gifted a 2-year lease on a $70,000 2025 Ford F-150 pickup by a local dealership. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.